by the FBI in Dallas and others that I need to call the intelligence unit and that you need to take my report. And that when you take my report, I will then be able to have you give that information to the local spy federalization surveillance center known as the Threat Fusion Center. Now, because we're live on air, I don't want to give out my cell phone number on air. Sharon, just give me your producer number. We pull it up on the iPhone. I forget your number. I'm going to give you my producer's number. And I'm also giving my number, but we're going to have to fade me down live on air right now so that I don't give that number out over air. Is that possible for me to leave them my number and then also be able to not have it go out over air for a few seconds? Jaron is bringing me the producer phone number right now. I mean, seriously, guys, I've had Arte Cepeda in studio repeatedly. This is a serious report. Let me just go ahead and give you the report right now. Just one of the big stack here. Fox News, October 20th, 2010. Exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at Pentagon just months after 9/11. This is the guy who they say ran the Fort Hood shooter. That affects us here. The guy that ran the underwear bomber, the Times Square. And it turns out he's a government agent secretly run by the government. Okay, so I'm reporting the Pentagon created Al-Qaeda in 1979. I'm reporting that they funded him and protected him. Newsweek has also, and don't laugh at this. I want you to look it up and find out it's true. I mean, you're just going to ignore this when you pull up the fact that the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases and the head of the Defense Language School told that to the San Jose Mercury News as well and Newsweek. Are you just going to ignore this? Okay, I'm reporting real information here, okay, and I'm upset about it. So I'm going to go ahead, fade me down off air for a minute while... Now, I've given you my number, okay, and I'm not just going to sit here like a jellyfish anymore when I have stacks of government documents that the government was involved in Oklahoma City, involved in 9/11, and all these places, and I'm going to continue to call state, federal, and local police departments.
You have 15 seconds to finish recording. Record at the tone.
Oh, I've got a key intelligence report for you, but I've got 15 seconds left. I wonder if I'll hear from you, but you guys already know the terror threat's manufactured. It's all about enslaving us. Well, it's a sad day for America. God bless you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the transmission. I just illustrated to you, you can't get these people on the telephone, and you can't report terrorism. And the coup de grace in all of this, the thing that illustrates it better than anything, and Bob Barr's getting ready to sue over it with his Liberty Guard. They've done FOIA requests on this, and those are being ignored. They turned off all the scanners nationwide and the rape-down pat-downs. The microwave machines, all of it, the microwave ovens they put us in, they turned those all off on the day before Thanksgiving, and 2 days after, when they knew people were having a nationwide protest to say, we have a Fourth Amendment, we have liberty, because they know the threat isn't real. They got to stick their hand down every old lady's pants. They've got to body scan every little kid. They got to humiliate us and interrogate us because Al-Qaeda is everywhere. As Jan Napolitano said, it's now the American people. They've made that flip from men in caves in Central Asia, from Pakistan to Afghanistan to Iraq into the Middle East to America. And they got telescreens going in, report everybody, report, call the locals. I'm calling up reporting the fact that the so-called terrorists were protected and given visas into the U.S. in 2001, just like it's now been confirmed, Detroit Free Press, State Department, that the government helped get the underwear bomber on the plane and protected him. This is admitted. And so let's use this corrupt globalist takeover against them. Use their own system, and everybody, call your local police, call your threat fusion centers, call the White House, call Homeland Security and say, listen here, servants, we know your bosses are carrying all this out to take our liberties, and we're done. We're calling you out. We know you're behind it. We know you're the ones that are doing it, and we're through with it. Stop staging stuff and going out and finding crackpot lunatics to carry out events as a pretext to take my children and everybody else's children's futures and to steal all the bank accounts dry with the offshore banks raping this country. Tired of it. I just illustrated what a fraud it all is. They help the terrorists on the planes. They fund them. They protect them. They stand down when you're going to have a protest so that you can't ever have a victory. They won't answer their telephones. It's all a fraud. It's all a fake. It's all a scam. Pray for us. We're continuing on.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 9th day of February 2011 on this live Wednesday edition. We are going to have open phones throughout the broadcast today. You're welcome to call in about government carbon tax systems trying to shut down and successfully shutting down existing power plants, blocking the firing up of new ones that have been completed in places like Corpus Christi, Texas. The White House responding to us last Friday. I talked about it some Sunday, but not really since then. But that shows the power of the alternative media that they're now having to respond. Obviously, the situation in Egypt, what's happening with the economy, but more importantly, all the good news that's happening. The World Health Organization is probing swine flu narcolepsy concerns, and it goes on to report that multiple countries are reporting that people are having increased seizures, Guillain-Barré, and of course, narcolepsy, which is another neurological disorder where you just pass out. You could be driving your car, you could be sitting there on the sidewalk waiting for a bus, and you just pass out for a few minutes. And this is being reported all over the world. 12 countries have reported suspected cases of narcolepsy linked to swine flu jabs. The World Health Organization said on Tuesday, as its scientists said, the findings warranted more investigation. more whitewashing, that is. And there's just so much evidence of this. And we warned about it before the 2009-2010 hysteria going through that winter at the end of 09, the beginning of 010, because we're not rocket scientists here, but we happen to follow vaccines, and we happen to read the inserts that says it's been linked to Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, and the onset of seizures and other neurological disorders. I mean, gee, if I buy a box of cereal and it says it has wheat in it, I'm not smart when I say this cereal has wheat in it. I mean, that's what's so frustrating, is that the media runs around with these hoaxes saying, Dr. Wakefield's been discredited. He's been discredited. And he stands up and says, no, I haven't. You lied and said I made this up. Here's another British medical team, prestigious, that found the exact same thing before I did. He just didn't know until now that someone previous to him had discovered it. Of course, what did I say before that came out a few weeks ago? I said, I've read about this in medical reports before Wakefield discovered it in the late 90s. Wakefield is just well-spoken and prestigious, and got Jenny McCarthy involved in others, so they looked at him as kind of the figurehead to attack. But they run these hoaxes, and I expect for them to run another hoax now saying, it's a hoax, no connection to narcolepsy, no connection to Guillain-Barré. Really? I can go down to the Walgreens and say, can I have a flu vaccine shot? Oh, but before I do that, can I have a little insert? Oh, no, not the fact sheet you try to give me that you've printed up or the federal government's put out for you to issue that's got a bunch of propaganda in it. I want the little white paper you unfold with the 20-something paragraphs on it that's got the whole molecular breakdown. I want that. Of course, you can read those online as well. I mean, it's like these drug ads. I was watching some drug ad online last night. I was watching an ABC News clip on their website, and it was like a minute ad for this drug, and the drug is for eczema. And it said, now this turns off your immune system and may cause you to get cancer, because your immune system is what defeats cancer. And when it stops working, that's when you get the cancer. We're all getting cancer routinely. That's a fact. That's why it's so dangerous. They're pushing for universal cancer screening for cancer cells. And now a lot of scientists have reported that millions of people are going to end up being diagnosed with cancer who don't really have it. They're going to be put on chemo, which itself might beat the cancer for a while, but then causes all these other cancers, particularly leukemias in the blood. But I already know all of this. The medical doctors I've interviewed have taught me this. The research has taught me this. But to sit there and watch a drug ad, and it says, yeah, you got eczema, you got psoriasis, you've got flaking skin. This thing in 9 weeks, we see a massive increase in people reducing their eczema. And it showed people on airplanes smiling. It made no sense. Boy, there. And then it went through all the problems. This may cause you to have a heart attack. This may cause you to get cancer because it turns off your immune system. If you've had vaccines lately, don't take it. If you've got, you also need to be tested for tuberculosis. Yeah, because if it turns off your immune system, then that tuberculosis will start growing. I mean, this is crazy. And it's exactly what pharmacist Ben Fuchs was talking about us last Friday, that most of these drugs turn off the immune system. They turn off the immune system. And there are so many other dangerous ramifications associated with that. It's like the studies that have linked frequent use of antibiotics to cancer. Well, of course. I mean, if this stuff is powerful enough to kill bacteria in your body, and sure, if you've got a gunshot wound and pus is coming out of it 2 weeks later, and they say they're going to have to cut your leg off, boom, it's wonderful. Take it because it's worth the risk. But these people just, every time their child gets a cold, boom, they're at the doctor pumping it into them. I mean, most of the kids I know in this country that are friends with my children, they're on antibiotics every month. It's just constant. And it goes on and on and on. One of my daughters, for about 2 weeks, you know, got her lips got chapped, and then she got a little bit of eczema. My wife said, I'm going to go ahead and take her to the doctor, because we couldn't get rid of it, because we couldn't make her wash it 5 or 6 times a day and just put some topical steroids on it, which is what I was saying. And so they give us this big bottle of antibiotics. They didn't swab it to see what it was. They just said, you know, take these antibiotics. And I said, honey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to obnoxiously 10 times a day just over this weekend, because I'm home now, I'm going to obnoxiously clean it. It's just a little bitty spot. And this is a few months ago because of the dry weather. And I said, I'm going to put corticotropic cortisone on it. Okay? And we're not going to let her run around in the cold all this weekend like she likes to do, and she's licking her lips. Boom. 2 days later, gone. Now, they just said, you know, here's the pink bottle of whatever type of liquid antibiotic it was. Just, oh, we're not going to swab it. We don't even know what it is. It's probably just some eczema, dry skin, but there might be some bacteria in there. Here, just take this. Just assault her entire gut where the real flora is. Get rid of her natural buffers. Get rid of it all. Here's this bottle. Just take it. And the truth is, it didn't go away for a few weeks because I was only doing it in the morning and at night, cleaning her face and applying a cream. That weekend, just every 2 hours, boom, putting it on. But side issue, I said I would get into all of this news. We've got some really good news today, some wonderful news, obviously. A, it's coming out in AFP, Reuters, you name it, that they're having to now basically investigate. Go ahead and read the insert, and you'd have your investigation. Of course, I've had the former head of the EU Health Commission on, who did expose with their panel of doctors that, A, the vaccine was dangerous, the H1N1, and, B, it didn't protect you from that flu or the regular flu, and, C, it lowered your immunity. It doubled your chances of actually getting the regular flu. And, of course, the British government studies found that, the Canadian government. See, there are real scientists in these governments. They're not all crooks. Just like over 90% of the EPA and close to 90% of the FDA signed petitions, you know, in their unions, they got almost all in 2000, in 2005, and then again last year to sign on to a petition listing, hey, it's proven that sodium fluoride, one part per million, increases bone cancer sevenfold. I always say doubling, just being simple. I went and looked up the numbers again. Sevenfold in men, threefold in women. It's clear that it's causing dental fluorosis and bone fractures. I mean, you've got almost all the government scientists, the government toxicologist, chemist, saying this is bad. But the bureaucracy on top is controlled by the big chemical companies. And so they just do it. But continuing with this really exciting positive news, there's a constellation of really positive news. And I'm going to mention it now and then come back and cover it and then go to your phone calls. World Health Organization probes swine flu narcolepsy concerns. Continuing in medical news, Calgary, one of the biggest cities in Canada, removing fluoride from water supply. City Council has voted 10-3, and they are freaking out saying, we're going to be without fluoride, our health. And the council's going, the Canadian Medical Association, the Canadian Dental Association, the U.S. Dental Association, for 6 years have said, don't have your kids brush their teeth with fluoride. They quietly put that proviso out. You mean almost all the government scientists and private scientists say this is really bad? We better quietly start phasing this out. Just like the EPA announced a month ago, oh, we better cut from 1.2 parts per million to 0.7 parts per million out of the water supply. Oh, and they also on the same day said, hoping people wouldn't notice they released two things on the same day. Oh, by the way, we better phase out spraying fluoride on the crops as a pesticide. It's going through the cell walls of the plants, right through the wall of the grapes or whatever they're spraying it on. They spray it on basically everything that's grown above ground. They'll spray it on carrots and things like that that are below ground. Oh, oopsie, it's bioaccumulating, very toxic. We better phase this out. See, we're winning here, ladies and gentlemen. They're holding back. In San Diego, the feds have been trying for 50-plus years to get them to fluoridate in San Diego. San Diego City Council's holding off for an investigation right now. They're saying, we need to look at this information. See, they've gone from calling us kook lunatics to now we're really starting to have an effect. But I've got even better news, more powerful news on the other side.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call to claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen. Visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Strange days are here. Strange days have found us. Okay, going back over some of the good news and some of the other good news I haven't gotten to yet. Of course, the World Health Organization probes swine flu narcolepsy concerns. 12 countries in Europe reporting it. And on top of it, also Australia's reporting deaths. Several other nations are as well. Again, we're proven 100% right. We predicted all of this. We're not rocket scientists. It was all on the insert. The devil is in the details. They leave little provisos there to cover their hind ends because these vaccine makers are given immunity as long as they put it on the label. Hey, you want to buy this poison? Go ahead. Continuing, Calgary removing fluoride from water supply, CBC. Calgary City Council has voted 10-3 in favor of removing fluoride from the city's drinking water. Calgary City Council has voted 10-3 in favor of removing fluoride, again, from the water. Two members of council, Mayor Neheed and Brian Pencott, were out of town, but it doesn't matter because it was the 10-3 vote. And it continues there. The council also rejected the idea of referring the matter to an expert panel, yes, of people paid off by the chemical industry. Since 1989, 53% of Calgarians voted in favor of adding the fluoride back when they were brainwashed. 2 years later, it was added. They're talking about at least banning it until there can be a plebiscite or a Greek-style vote put to the city. So the fight is certainly on there. But, you know, under a democracy, if 51% in Calgary or in New York or in Austin, Texas, vote to put a poison in the water, it happens. Not in a republic. A democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. In a democracy, 51% can vote to take the property of the other 49, or to the extreme, to put you in gas chambers if they want, or firing squads, or to make you walk the plank, whatever they want, to put you in the end of a Saturn rocket and shoot you off the moon against your will. In a democracy, in a republic, there's absolute rights of the individual that the mob or the corrupt government cannot take away. That's the difference. What have you given us, Mr. Franklin, when they came out after the Declaration of Independence? And he said, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. And there were similar statements years later when they officially got the Constitution and Bill of Rights in place. So that is certainly good news. But the media is up in Canada is trying to spin it. And this is a more fair article out of Canada.com. It says, vote to rid city water of fluoride passes. But then the next article out of the Toronto Sun has a very grave statement. It says Calgary could lose fluoride, and it goes on to talk about, oh, the poor children. The poor, poor children. It's just terrible. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, after 50-plus years, that's what the San Diego paper reported, of the federal government lobbying San Diego to put one part per million in the water. They passed it finally last year, and now because of scientific evidence brought in testimony by scientists and to the environmental board, they're saying, whoa, whoa, and their own technicians and engineers and toxicologists at the water treatment facility are saying, because the tide has turned. So they're saying, let's do an investigation here. Let's not go ahead and do this. Do you realize the victories we're having? And we can do the same thing on health care. They're set to start stripping funding next week. The Senate's already passed the shoot down of if you do $600 of total business a year selling Beanie Babies or pocket knives or whatever the case may be on eBay, that you've now got to do a filing specifying each individual sale, making us surveil ourselves, guilty until proven innocent, paying our taxes to the private Federal Reserve. Now, here's the next piece of super good news, but the globalist will respond to this. You can be absolutely assured to try to discredit those of us out there that want to keep the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You can be absolutely 100% assured they are going to stage something. Some bombings they foil, and watch. They would have used the Patriot Act or sneak and peek or warrantless wiretapping to do it. And they'll say, see, we stopped Habib Ahmed from doing this. And we did it with the Patriot Act, but it's now about to be rescinded. Watch. Look for that. Look for, you know what they're going to do. Here's the good news, ladies and gentlemen. Patriot Act extension fails. Procedural vote expected to return, but a big victory. Will Fort Detrick have to mail out some anthrax again? and blame it on somebody in a basement with a bathtub they said could make it. And it turned out it was the most weaponized in history ever known. U.S. government super weapon.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
I knew too much.
I just knew too.
Does that make me crazy?
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 Possibly. Globalist pushing you like a spectator, actually analyze it. Think about it. Roll around in your mind. Thinking, consciously thinking, is the beginning of true liberty. My heroes have always lived their life out on the edge. And I hope that when my time's up, people know that I did the best I could to truly be on the cutting edge and to truly challenge folks to live a life of fulfillment and freedom. And that only comes through a dedication to liberty and a dedication to goodness. And that doesn't mean I'm on some moral high horse, but the greatest moral factor is courage. And that's something we're lacking. But America, that is the sleeping giant, is awakening despite all the efforts of the social engineers. And that is very, very exciting. Now, I just covered how all over the world, and I've got other reports in Europe, they're removing fluoride. The people are going and taking over their city councils. They're going over and over again every week with scientists and doctors and citizens reading facts. And the city council first laughs. And then a year later, they repeal it. Same thing in Austin. Months ago, they were laughing about people not wanting the TSA sticking their hands down their pants at the Bergstrom International Airport or the naked body scanners going in. Guess what's happened now? The city transportation board has recommended that the scanners not be put in. There's groups forming. I hear them running radio ads in Austin against it, pointing out it's a police state. It's incredible. And I could see my influence in this town on air for 16 years, and I could see it in other cities, and I could see your influence and those that have heard the call and have stood up and been leaders. It's beautiful. They're beginning to believe in themselves and in God's promise that if you stand up and do the right thing and tell the truth and go through the storm, we will get delivered from the hands of our enemies, like Daniel in that lion's den. So all over the world, it's coming out that the vaccines are killing people. They're trying to spin it and claim of all the thousands of different studies and reports that it's all discredited because they say Wakefield's discredited with one study. Now his study's being duplicated from Japan to Italy, from Germany to Canada. Their hoax is falling. The polls show it. The people are waking up. The people are waking up and are becoming pro-Second Amendment. All the polls show that. Total shift happening. The people are waking up and becoming anti-abortion. They're becoming pro-life. It's happening. And that's why the globalists try to pour on the cynicism, the fake moralizing, the bullying of the First Amendment. It's why they're trying to announce internet kill switches and controls over talk radio, because they're scared. And they should be. The globalists have committed a lot of crimes. They've robbed this country up one side and down the other. But people are finally responding. And then, of course, I got into the fluoride situation, I got into the vaccines being exposed, and now this super important, exciting news, and we'll go to your phone calls. Patriot Act extension fails, procedural vote expected to return, a plan that would have seen the House representatives extend controversial provisions of the Patriot Act, with little debate, failed Tuesday night. A group of Republicans joined a majority of Democrats in voting no. The House voted 277, a beefy majority, to 148. That is beefy. That is getting close to supermajority. The House voted 277 to 148 for the Patriot Act extension, 23 votes short of the two-thirds majority needed to pass it. I guess I saw that wrong and am wanting things to be more positive than they are. The 277 voted to the 148 for, no, that's correct. The House voted 277 to 148 for the Patriot Act extension. 23 votes short. No, so I am right. Most of them did actually vote for it, but at least there's 148 who are moral. And one person who's in the right against a mob who's in the wrong is a majority of one. But it appears the bill was controversial enough to convince some two dozen Tea Party-backed Republican freshmen. Now, that's a real sign that they're real, that those are good people, that they're not neocon, police state, warmonger, tyranny pushers. This is positive. But it appears the bill was controversial enough to convince some two dozen Tea Party-backed Republican freshmen to join a majority of Democrats in voting against it, The Hill reported. The measure is now expected to return to the House floor for a regular vote that will require a simple majority to pass. We've got to push. We've got to do everything we can to pressure them to not fully extend it. And, of course, I wrote the original analysis of the Patriot Act that won the Project Censored Award in 2003. And a lot of lawyers read my analysis and actually hailed it. They hadn't taken the time to read the hundreds of pages and look at the U.S. code it listed. But it basically got rid of about 5 of the 10 of the Bill of Rights completely, if they're able to implement it, which they have to a certain extent. It's one thing to pass something, it's another thing to actually implement it. And another 2 of the amendments it seriously damaged. And Patriot Act 2 would have gotten rid of everything, but they didn't get that. So we've had 800-plus cities move to block the Patriot Act locally and instruct the police and sheriff's deputies to follow the Constitution. That's all it is a pledge to the Constitution. 5 states voted to override the Patriot Act, a good states' rights movement, just like they're moving to block the unconstitutional government-run health care. So a serious victory. They may still pass it, but this is the biggest challenge yet. I mean, what was the Patriot Act passed in the Senate? 98 yeas, 1 nay, and 1 abstention. In fact, check me on that. Guys, October 27th, 2001, Patriot Act, Senate vote tally. Patriot Act, Senate vote tally, 2001. That should pull it up. But I got to test my memory here. 98 yeas, 1 no, 1 nay, and 1 abstention. I'm not going to vote on it. And you watch, when they try to pass it in the Senate, you're going to see much larger numbers say no, which shows we're repudiating it. We're saying no to it. It's a fraud. It's a lie. But if they're unable to ram it back through, look for staged terror as a way to say, see, we told you so. You didn't give us the police state, so you caused this to happen. It's your rights that caused this to happen. Well, like Jesse Ventura says, I'd rather face the danger than be a slave. But I want to play a short video clip of Ron Paul on the House floor yesterday ahead of this being defeated. And in the middle of the speech, he gets to the heart of the matter, a point I've made ad nauseum. And that is that if government can sell the precept, the idea that government must keep you safe from everything, well, government can't. And remember 2 weeks ago, the state of Texas, the county of Travis County, settled for $48,000 and change. I know I talk about this a lot, but it's so incredible, and I see these type of cases all the time now. I know you do as well. The woman was out with a group of bike riders in Travis County on a little two-lane country lane, and you run into these gaggles of bike riders, and they'll take over whole lanes sometimes. You can't even get around them. It's very dangerous. It's dangerous for them, dangerous for everybody else. And I like bike riders. It's just they think they own the road, many of them. It's like a cult. They'll cut in front of you and get real aggressive, and they're getting killed all the time. I mean, it's almost like bike riding rage or something. I hate to see them behind the wheel of their car, but I don't know the particulars of this lady other than the fact that her filing said she was on the shoulder with a group of bike riders and hit a crack in the ground on the shoulder. Well, of course, those shoulders are rotten. I mean, we don't have money to hardly build roads in this country. And so she flipped off and broke her jaw, and that's the taxpayer's fault. Folks, when you get on a bicycle, you might get hurt. When you go on a jet ski, if somebody's on a jet ski and flies off and hurts themselves because they hit a wave, say at Lake Travis here in Austin, will Travis County have to pay because they should have controlled the waves out there, you know, that the person ran into? This is a joke. And so Ron Paul talks about the fact we have child abuse, we have family violence. Do we put a camera in every home to ensure that this doesn't happen? Sure, it might help somebody, but at the cost of all of our freedoms. And then in that vacuum of having no true privacy or freedom, tyranny always fills it. And corrupt individuals in government always use that to enslave and take people's money and take people's property and shut down their competition. That's what tyranny's all about. And then the old East Germany, it's a historical film. It's accurate to the letter, they report. It's the lives of others about a playwright in East Germany in the mid-1980s. And one of his other playwright friends has been banned from being able to put out plays because it wasn't communist enough. And there's the Minister of Arts who demands to have sex with all the starlets. If they want to, sure, you want to be able to be in East German TV or East German theater, you've got to have sex with the Commissars. I mean, that's how this works. And they decide what art you can have. They decide what you can do. That's why I'm against government incentives for art. I'm all for just complete tax rebates, but government can't have any control. That was my issue with the film Machete, was that they were blocking films about Waco and things from getting funds because the government didn't want that made and not giving them, you know, millions of dollars of tax incentives. But Machete was clearly a La Reconquista, La Raza, La Invasora invasion takeover film. Rodriguez is known to be into that stuff. I got the internal script. He went in the newspaper and said I was a liar, that I didn't have a script, and the movie came out, and I had the exact script, word for word. I knew it was a script. I got it from his people. And then I separately got it from a Hollywood agent that sent it to me. I had it in duplicate. And I just said, look, we need to have the funding pulled if the state doesn't say we will no longer block funds to other people. See, you cannot have an incentive with government deciding, because that gives them all the power and all the control. But Ron Paul goes on to talk about liberty versus tyranny in his speech against the Patriot Act. And, you know, the Houston police chief, what, 4 years ago? You can just type into the search engine, Houston police chief wants cameras in homes. And he said, yeah, this will stop crime. We want cameras in homes. I remember 3 years ago, and now it's over 20,000 homes. When you have a newborn baby now in England, they say, we're going to put a camera in your house the first month and watch you feeding them, bathing them. And if we see any mistakes, putting the diaper on, giving them a bath, feeding them, any problems, we're going to take your kid. Guilty until proven innocent. Here's another victory. Inexcusable delay on TSA body scanner safety reports. The Transportation Security Administration has told members of Congress that more than 15 million passengers see full body scans at airports without any malfunctions that put travelers at risk of an excessive radiation dose. Despite the reassurance, however, the TSA has yet to release radiation inspection reports, and they also haven't released the FOIA to Bob Barr's group, for its X-ray equipment. 2 months after lawmakers called for them to make public following USA Today's request. See, and what happens is TSA workers are saying, hey, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about radiation. And they say, you're concerned, you're fired. You don't have a right under the federal government for job safety? I thought they cared so much about our safety. And it turns out they lied about the radiation. One device gives you 20 times. The other system they're selling 50 times conservatively. New York Times admits the radiation they first said. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, have you looked at the photos from the tests that that TSA has released, where in the images of the scans, you can see the bones in people's fingers? That's the equivalent of a dental X-ray. It is shooting through their hand. Sure, it's not shooting through the chest and the clothing, but if it's going to shoot through an inch of clothing, a couple layers of clothing, it's going to shoot through your flesh. And they admit it's the type of radiation that vibrates DNA and causes it to break down. It's very, very dangerous. And they're saying that they're going to make people do this. And there are revolts everywhere. And, you know, our revolt against the TSA's body scanners has been going on for over a year. I had a contest a year ago for videos exposing it. And you notice it didn't immediately stop them. But then we started beating the drum 4 months ago again, and it became one of the biggest stories in the world for a month. And that didn't beat them completely. But more and more, it began almost like you're arm wrestling. If you don't push and put everything you've got into it, you know you're not going to win. I'm just saying, gut up, think about your family, and put every bit of force you've got into it. You know, they've actually done university studies where if a woman thinks her child's going to be hurt, she can beat a big man, you know, at arm wrestling. Because she's the one that's challenged. She's the one that's defending. You know, the confirmed reports by police for over 60 years of a woman's baby will be trapped under a car and the woman will go insane and power squat the car off. And police are like, we just saw the Incredible Hulk. The brain has an automatic governor in it. Talk about jet skis. They've got a Kawasaki turbo jet ski I was reading about that'll go 70 miles an hour. And it gives you 14% of the power that the engine actually has. And they do that because they want the torque to pull upwards of three skiers out with the jet ski. But they can't give you the full power, or the thing can go 150 miles an hour and kill people. It's the same thing. You're like a Kawasaki turbo jet ski. You have only got about 14% of the power. And they've done hypnosis with Olympic weightlifters, that if they can really get somebody hypnotized, but it's not legal to do, with the regulations, in the Olympics, but some of them secretly still try to go back and get hypnotized, and they train themselves to be able to become hypnotized to get past that governor. And that's how they just keep breaking records. It's the same thing of a woman, her kids squealing, mommy, 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 and the woman just goes into pure blackout and just goes, ah! Just lifts the car up. Well, it's the same thing in the fight against tyranny. You got to want it. You got to commit. You got to think about victory and form that in your mind and then put it into actions. I promise. Ron Paul clips coming up, and then a full lavish hour of your phone calls coming up. And I got a bunch of other just incredible news that we haven't even gotten to yet today. So it's all coming up. I am fired up for freedom. We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call to claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen. Visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
More good news? Infowars.com, Steve Watson article. Poll. Ron Paul has a greater chance of beating Obama than Sarah Palin does in 2012. He is, in many scientific polls, including the latest, Rasmussen, number one. In other Rasmussen polls, he's number two under Mitt Romney. You know, she doesn't have a perfect voting record, but just politically, She is anti-New World Order. Michelle Bachmann would be a great running mate with Ron Paul. I hope when he runs, and you can better believe he's going to run, that he gets somebody really strong that's kind of got that electric pizzazz. And it's going to be the election of women, with Hillary probably running, with Palin obviously running. And just in political strategy, Bachmann is a good choice. I'm just telling you right now. She's not as good as Ron Paul by a country mile, but she's pretty darn good, and Ron Paul would certainly continue to educate her. But very, very exciting. Let's go ahead and go to this Ron Paul clip on the Patriot Act that was voted down procedurally yesterday. They're going to try to pass it again. Here it is.
General permission.
Mr. Speaker, I'm pleased at this time to recognize the distinguished gentleman from Texas, Mr. Ron Paul, for 3 minutes.
Gentleman from Texas.
I thank the gentleman. I ask unanimous consent to revise and extend my remarks. Mr. Speaker, I rise in opposition to this bill. I was opposed to the Patriot Act in 2001 and do not believe now that it's a good idea to extend it. You know, the Fourth Amendment is rather clear. It says that we should be secure in our papers, our persons, our homes, and our effects. And that if warrants are to be issued, we have to do it with probable cause and describe in particular the places, the people, and the things that we're going to look at. And I think what has happened, though, over the years has been that we have diluted the Fourth Amendment. It was greatly diluted in 2001, but it started a lot earlier than that. When the FISA law was originally written in 1978, that really introduced the notion that the Fourth Amendment was relative and not absolute.
Look at the TSA.
And later on, it was further weakened in 98 and then, of course, in 2001. I think our reaction to the horrors of 9/11, we can understand the concern and the fear that was developed, but I think the reaction took us in the wrong direction, because the assumption was made, of course, that we weren't spending enough money on surveillance, and even though then our intelligence agencies received $40 billion, they didn't give us the right information. So now we're spending $80 billion. But it also looks like the conclusion was that the American people had too much privacy. And if we undermine the American people's privacy, somehow or another, we're going to be safer. I think another thing that has come up lately has been that the purpose of government is to make us perfectly safe. Now, it is good to be safe, but governments can't make us safe. I question whether or not we have been made safer by the Patriot Act. But let's say a law makes us somewhat safer. Is that a justification for the government to do anything they want? For instance, if you want to be perfectly safe from child abuse and wife beating, the government could put a camera in every one of our houses and our bedrooms, and maybe there would be somebody made safer this way, but what would you be giving up? So perfect safety is not the purpose of government. What we want from government is to enforce the law and to protect our liberties. This, to me, has been, especially since 9/11, a classical example of sacrificing liberty for safety and security. Now, I didn't invent those terms. They've been around a long time, and it's easily justified, and I can understand it, because I was here in 2001 when this came up, and people become frightened. The American people want something done.
All right.
But I think that
we're going to come back now and start going to your calls and a lot of other important news, but the government's supposed to be the guarantor of liberty, not the enemy of it. This government is completely backwards from its original mission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.